With the drought showing no signs of easing, Australian farmers say the chances of a bumper wheat crop this year look slim. Jock Laurie is the president of the New South Wales Farmers Association. He says that good rains at the start of the sowing season didn't last.
But of course we had a very dry autumn right across many parts of New South Wales. It's knocking some of the forecast production down. There's no doubt that they're anticipating a very good winter crop, but as time went by, of course, those figures get knocked back down, and they still will continue to get knocked down until we get a good widespread rain right across the wheat growing belt.
He stands crying with a gun in his hand.
The drought, known here as the Big Dry, has forced more than 10,000 Australian farming families off the land over the past 5 years. Australian farmers are in the middle of the growing season for their winter wheat, a crop that's planted as the weather starts to cool in April or so, and then is harvested earlier in the warm summer months toward the end of the year. Wheat farmers in New South Wales, the second biggest wheat growing area in Australia, have seen yield shrink dramatically. And the situation elsewhere in the country isn't much better. Much of Australia's wheat harvest is sold overseas, mainly to the Middle East and Asia. Last year's poor harvest contributed to the current international food crisis, with tight supplies and increasing demand forcing prices higher. Ian MacDonald is the New South Wales Minister for Primary Industries.
Up until 2002, the five-year average was around 7.5 million tonnes, a large percentage of that wheat then being exported. However, for instance, last year it was 1.8 million tonnes, so there's a huge shortfall there that obviously is not going on to the international market, and therefore would be putting, in conjunction with a number of other factors, pressure on an upward movement in prices globally.
Australian officials have cut this year's wheat output forecast by about 9% to just under 24 million tonnes. The amount of barley produced is also likely to be below previous estimates. There is better news for the next rice crop, which is expected to hit 253,000 tonnes. That's up considerably from the paltry 19,000 tonnes that was just harvested, after the drought had reduced irrigation water supplies. Australia's canola harvest is also expected to exceed last year's figure. Ian MacDonald says farmers still face great uncertainty.
Hopefully we can get some decent rain, although it's not looking very good, with 62% of New South Wales in drought and only 13% satisfactory. So the outlook at this point is rather bleak, to say the least.
Australians are not immune from inflationary effects of world grain shortages. Grocery bills here have soared 45% in the past decade. Christopher Zinn from the consumer group Choice says Australians are generally an optimistic bunch and will be hoping that the problems will end soon.
We're still cushioned and we're still a lucky country in so many ways, but these realities, these global realities, are really coming home with a vengeance now. So I think that there is a reality check going on. It might be uncomfortable. Hopefully that mythology of the lucky country, people hope that they'll steer their way through. But we'll see how long it lasts and how fast, basically, the price increases keep coming through.
News about Australia's shrinking wheat crop comes just as heavy rains and floods in the United States have destroyed millions of hectares of corn and soybean crops. The US government expects the corn crop to be 10% lower than last year's harvest. Australian wheat farmers who do manage to produce a healthy crop this year hope to take advantage of record prices on international markets. They are, though, unlikely to enjoy a handsome payday. Any profit they make will be reduced by the high cost of fuel and fertilisers. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.